your fellow redeemed in Christ. Voice recognition is a very interesting phenomenon that we simply take for granted. That somebody's voice can be so deeply ingrained into your memory and who you are. Somebody's voice maybe you've heard throughout your life, that as soon as you hear that voice begin to speak, you immediately not only know who it is, but it often evokes a particular sensation in you or a feeling or a memory. It's really quite a fascinating thing. If tonight we took all of us and stood with our faces to the wall and shut our eyes and had each of our mothers come into the sanctuary and just speak our name, the interesting voice recognition that would go on, and all of the memories that you have about your mom that would come rushing back, good and bad maybe, I don't know, but all of that voice recognition that you have put into that, the sound of that voice. It's a fascinating thing. The audible sound that goes off of your eardrum causes your brain and your mind and your conscience and your memory and almost your entire being to just respond and react to that individual. Hopefully, the voice of your mom would be a voice of comfort. I know my mom died many years ago. To hear her voice was a very wonderful, comforting thing. And if you were blessed with a Christian mother, my guess is that if you heard her voice talking to you and maybe giving you directions and things, that was a very comforting thing. And you would associate that with her love for you. Now, there were times when I was a little boy that my mom would say things to me, and my ears clearly recognized her voice, but I did not always associate it with something I wanted to do. And she would tell me maybe to come in when it was time to stop playing at night, and my brother and his friends who were older were still out. So I didn't always want to follow her directives. But as I got older, I realized more and more that everything that she tried to tell me in my life was actually for my good and for my benefit, even when I was young and didn't always understand that and realize that. I discovered years later, not until I was in my 20s, that my mom nearly died delivering me and giving me life into this world. And had I known that when I was a little child, I might have been even a little more obedient to her, realizing what great sacrifices she had made for me to even have my life. In hindsight, would I ever have questioned, or should I ever have questioned anything that voice told me? Our Lord Jesus, in our text for tonight, uses this concept of voice recognition that is just so natural in us to describe his relationship to his sheep, his followers, and his believers. He uses the imagery of a sheep as sheep being taken care of by a shepherd, one of the more familiar motifs that we see throughout the scriptures. And those whom God has blessed with the gift of faith, who truly love him and want to follow him, they not only recognize that voice, but when it applies directives to them, their heart is drawn in the direction of following that voice. In fact, it's this voice recognition that Jesus is addressing that distinguishes his flock of sheep from the unbelieving world, or even those who maybe outwardly feign and claim that they belong to him, but really in their hearts do not. Look at what Jesus says to the people who surround him in our text and begin asking him if he's the Messiah. He says, "You do not believe because you are not my sheep." And then he goes on to say, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." So this is the distinguishing factor that delineates the believers from the unbelievers, is whether they hear the voice of Christ, take it to heart, and follow it or not. In another place, in a similar type of conversation, in the same book of John, Jesus said to the Jews who believed in him, "If you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So why is it that the sheep who belong to Christ want to listen to him? Well, for a couple of key reasons. First of all, they immediately identify and recognize his voice as coming from an individual who has done something so tremendous for them. In fact, in the same way that when your mom's voice is heard by you, it evokes all of those sensations about her taking care of you and loving you and everything else, The same thing happens with the sheep of Christ who belong to him. They immediately recognize his voice through his word, and it takes them right to the cross. It takes them right to their salvation. It takes them right to his bloody hands, his bloody feet, and even into the grave, and reminds them of how dedicated he has been toward them. Because as soon as we hear that voice of Christ read to us in the Word of God, we immediately put it into our minds, this is the one who's paid for all of my sins. This is the one who has covered all of my unrighteousness so that I'm now righteous before God. This is the one who has given himself up for me entirely. This is the one that has paid my full entrance into heaven and made me his child so I can look forward to going to heaven. And so just like when you hear the voice of your mother, there's an immediate trust that's built in there, I hope for you. So it is with the voice of Christ speaking to his sheep. They know his voice is one who is to be trusted. And what he tells them will always be in their best interest. They will never be misled by that voice. He will never guide us into something that will ultimately be bad for us or harm us. And just like my mother's voice, I always would connect that with a loving voice that always had my best interests in mind. Why would I ever want to question that voice? If I did, that was my fault. And so it is with the believers in Christ about the voice of the Good Shepherd. Why would we ever want to question what his directives are for us in our life? When we know what he's done for us, when we know how dedicated he is to us. He gave up his life for us. He suffered hell for us so that we could live and feast with angels someday. Why in the world would we ever question what he leads us to do and asks and calls upon us to do? But there are three challenging things for us about following the voice of Christ. First of all, to be honest, it's not real exciting. The voice of God coming to us through his word, directing us in our lives, as far as how the world looks at it and our sinful flesh, it's kind of boring. There's not a whole lot of pizzazz connected with the shepherd's voice. Secondly, that voice is often out of step with what all the other voices of the world and the evil, sinful, unbelieving world are telling us. And that often makes it very challenging for us to want to follow. And here's the third thing. Quite often the voice of Christ speaks to us through his word and doesn't always tell us what we want to hear. It doesn't always tell us what we might think is best for us. In fact, sometimes that voice of Christ can speak down into our hearts and point out my sin. Point out things that are going on in my life that are clearly contrary to my relationship with God. And that's not easy to listen to because I want to hear a different voice than that. But the voice of true love, just like when your mother told you something that was hard to hear, at the same time you knew you needed to hear it, the voice of true heavenly divine love that speaks to you in the Word of God will always, always be what is best for us. Even when he calls us to repentance, and when he extends his arms to us and says, come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. It is always beneficial for the sheep of Christ to listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd, not only for the life that is to come, but even in this life. He's the one that says to his sheep, blessed are those who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.